When Katie was in high school, the family made two major moves. Her sophomore year, they moved from Lakeland, Florida, where she grew up, to Owensboro, Kentucky. She'd just settled in when they moved again, a year later, to Oxford, Mississippi. Her father, Rob, who'd been a minister and educator, and Alicia, took jobs teaching at a small Christian school. Katie enrolled as a junior and fell in love with a classmate. They started talking about marriage. "This one was just so serious for so young," Olivia said. "She just grew up so fast that year." After the moves, she said, "I think she was ready to have some stability and some consistency." She didn't get them. In her senior year, Katie's world unraveled. She was already contending with chronic gastrointestinal troubles and surgery. She'd had her appendix taken out the year before, and complications led to the removal of her gallbladder in January of her senior year. 2 months later, the Stubblefields told me, the school's headmaster informed them that he would not renew their contracts, and then abruptly fired Alicia. Katie, who had trusted the headmaster, felt betrayed. Then, on March 25th, 2014, Katie picked up her boyfriend's phone and found texts to another girl. When she confronted him, her family said, he broke up with her. Hurt and angry, Katie went to Robert's place in Oxford, where she furiously texted and paced, back and forth. Robert called their mother. While the two were outside, talking about how upset Katie was, she went into the bathroom, put the barrel of Robert's .308 caliber hunting rifle below her chin, and pulled the trigger. When Robert kicked in the locked door, he found his little sister covered in blood. "And her face is gone," he recalled, still shaken by the memory.